This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right for Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in. And Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player. Open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Modden from 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, my. Oh, my. We've got two juggernauts here tonight at Rushi. Rushi Raiders host the Marion Local Flyers boys varsity basketball as we bring down the curtain on the regular season here in 2024-25. Rushi and Marion Local, it's the headliner statewide. Rushi 21-0, Marion Local 20-1. So much to like about these two clubs. D6, D7, highly respected statewide. Marion Local, D6, Rushi, D7. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Chuck, I saw a statewide Max Preps poll this afternoon. It had Cleveland St. Ignatius number one. This is an all-division poll. Cincinnati St. X number 7, Delta St. John's 13, Richmond Heights 16, Rushi 22, Marion Local 26, Spencerville 27. All divisions, how much respect are D6 and D7 getting? A whole bunch. Props to the Raiders and Flyers. Could be a great game. You never know. Foul trouble, injuries. We've heard of one to Rushi, perhaps. Braylon Cordonier, injured hand. We'll see how that affects his play tonight. But, boy, you look at the season-long records for these two teams, the wins, the losses, the points per game by each player. It's an even Steven, great match on paper. Let's hope it lives up to that billing.
Well, last night we had kind of the same situation, and it was a terrific game. Hopefully tonight is too. You just never know on a Saturday night, not playing for anything in the league. Rushi planned to be undefeated, but Marion Local is a very, very, they'll be the best team they've played all year.
Oh, no question. Rushi, as you noted, seeking a 22-0 record. Hey, the two great teams last couple years couldn't accomplish that. 2 years ago, three losses, regular season. Last year, the defeat away from home against Anna. This year's club, a chance to go 22-0. Marion Local's only loss was to Delta St. John's. And the Blue Jays are a club to be reckoned with in Division 7. Who knows if Delta and Rushi advance deep into tournament play. That's a possible state semifinal or state final in Division 7, depending on how the brackets are drawn up. The Marion Local is 20-1, Rushi 21-0. Flyers would love to knock off the Raiders, give Rushi its first setback of the year. Last season at Marion Local, Rushi won by 5 in overtime. 2 years ago here, Marion Local won by 11. They split the last 12 meetings, I think, based on my research. It looks like an even Steven matchup. Size on the inside, 6'8 Austin Niekamp, 6'6 Dominic Francis. It's not so much the 2 inches, Chuck, that separate the two young men. Niekamp goes all over the floor to shoot the basketball.
Well, that's the difference. Francis is a jackrabbit. That kid can jump out of the gym. But Niekamp, he goes inside some, but most of the time he really likes to stay out on the perimeter, shoot the three, and then he'll go inside and look for some points. But, yeah.
It's going to be a battle. There's just like last night, a ton of athletes out here on the floor, and it's going to come down to execution. And like you said, the turnovers, officiating, there's a lot of things that can change a basketball game.
Yeah, each team averages 8 turnovers a game. Given the pace at which they play, that's remarkable.
Impressive.
And marvelous taking care of the ball, each team. Rushi Marin local. You mentioned three-point shooting. Braylon Cordonier, above 40% on the year behind the arc. Clearly best man from distance for Rushi.
Right.
How will the hand injury affect him? Time will tell. Marion Local shoots it well from three-point land. Kramer, Niekamp, their hot shots from way out on the floor. Now rebounding, you never know. Sometimes the bounces are crazy. Rushi likes to get the ball down inside. A birdie told me Marion Local might zone some in this game, force Rushi to shoot over top and from the perimeter. The Raiders from the mid-range on into the cup are really, really good.
Right. And you know what? I mean, I would assume we're going to see some different defenses tonight besides just straight man-to-man, because they're going to get tired if they play man all night long and have to bang on each other, because athletes, guarding athletes is fun for us to watch, but not that much fun as you're a player.
Yeah, we thought a big difference in last night's game at Minster was that Minster might have gotten a bit tired, did turn it over some out high in the half court near the center line, led to some transition breakaways for Marion Local. Obviously, the Flyers do feast on that. You know, with the new rules, Chuck, you shoot 2 free throws when the opposing team reaches 5 fouls in a quarter. Marion Local got the lead last night early in the fourth, milked the clock. Minster eventually had to consume fouls. Marion Local shot them well. They shoot 74.5% on the year from the stripe, and that's how Marion Local won by 8. It was really a closer game than that, but the new rules really benefit a very good foul-shooting club.
Well, yeah, they shot 20 free throws to Minster's 10 last night. So that was a difference in the ball game. They outscored them 12-10 from the free throw line.
JV game is in the fourth quarter, halfway through the final period, 39-21. Marion Local pulling away here in our preliminary tilt. We'll have more from Rushi. It's a packed house. The new gymnasium is full, not a seat to be had. We are behind the scorer's table in the two benches. More Marion Local fans around us on this side than Rushi. Far side, wall to wall, top to bottom, Rushi Raiders people. Blue and gold everywhere here at the Raiders gym tonight. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, on scorersbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack with Chuck back at Rushi before the start of tonight's game between the Rushi Raiders and the Marion Local Flyers, who have five football players who are on the gridiron this year for head coach Tim Goodwin. Marion Local won the state again 4 years in a row. 14 or 15 of the last 27, 64 straight football triumphs for Marion Local. And on the football team, there happen to be five young men who are on this basketball roster. I'll give it to you, Chuck, that perhaps Marion Local might play a little more physically strong using their bulk, width, height on the basketball court. Yeah, that could be an advantage. I'm not going to say it's a significant one here tonight. The one advantage that people say Marion Local has over Rushi is schedule, and I'm here to tell you, Rushi beat five Midwest Athletic Conference schools, Coldwater, St. Henry, Versailles, Minster, New Bremen, beat them by an average of 19 points per game. To me, the schedules are a wash.
Well, they played one team that Rushi didn't play, and that's Delta St. John, lost to them. Other than that, yeah, I didn't understand that when the people were talking about that. Rushi's schedule is every bit as good as what Marion Local played.
Rushi beat Jackson Center twice. Jackson Center played Marion Local to a five-point game, 52-47 at Jackson. JV game has ended. Marion Local victorious. It is senior night here at Rushi. There will be a ceremony between games. That could stretch out our pregame segment just a little bit. So our tip-off is probably a good 20 minutes plus away. Rushi home to Marion Local here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hello once again, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi. It is senior night, and you look down through the Raiders roster, Chuck, and there are numerous 12th graders. Caleb Underfirth, Jackson Grochain, Micah Greasup, Dominic Francis, Zeb Schultze, Vince Borchers, Benjamin York, Vraylin Gridanier, Zeb Borchers, Landon Plyman, Landon Monin. You talk about a host of seniors. Rushi's got them, and they are being celebrated here tonight before the beginning of the final game of the regular season between Rushi and Marion Local. Vraylin Gridanier's injury, as you noted to me, is on the right hand. He is a right-hander. In close to the basket, he can go either way, but of course, free throws, his jump shot out on the floor, that long-range three, he pops with the right hand. And the impact of that injury on his shooting, well, we don't know. Only time will tell. And that could be a factor here tonight. As you noted 10 minutes ago, it was last evening for sure when Cole Albers went out midway second quarter for Minster, and Minster was not the same offensively or defensively the rest of the game.
No, when they were shooting around with the JVs when I got here real early,
yep.
I watched him take a few shots. His form still seemed like it was okay. But when you got two fingers on your shooting hand taped together, you do not have the same rotation that you're used to. And you know, hopefully, you know, he can adjust to it because he's a terrific basketball player. And we want to see Rushi at full strength.
Yep, sure do. Gymnasium is filled to the brim. Capacity here at Rushi, I think it's a 1,400 or so, and it looks like every single seat is taken. And if you weren't wearing blue or gold or blue and gold, you were not allowed to enter tonight.
Well, I'm wearing red and gray, nobody was at the door when I came in.
You were here early enough, and you beat the door person.
I beat the door person to the
door. We'll return with more from here at Rushi in just a few minutes. Marion Local Flyers here at Rushi to take on the Raiders. Game 22 for both teams. Rushi 21-0, shooting for an unbeaten season. Marion Local wants to spoil it. The Flyers are 20-1, only lost to Delphi St. John's. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Hello again. We are back here at Rushi. Whoops, I'm off mic. Now I'm on mic.
There you go.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at the Rushi Gym. The senior night ceremony continues before the start of tonight's game between the Marion Local Flyers and the Rushi Raiders. I'd like to let you know that Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Well, for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. For Donyer's hand injury, who will get in foul trouble first? Dominic Francis on the inside for Rushi, or Austin Niekamp on the inside for Marion Local. Vince Borchers has been tremendous for Rushi. He got 27 last night. And, of course, Grant Kramer is a phenomenal three-point shooter for Marion Local. Those are key building components for tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs, the Raiders and the Flyers. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Francis Schulze, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Francis Schulze in our pregame segment highlights our key components to this game. Chuck, in your mind, what are the essential elements Rushi needs to complete in order to win? How about for Marion Local?
Well, for Rushi, they're going to have to keep Marion off the offensive boards. They're going to have to keep the big, strong kid gets in the lane from the guard position.
Yep.
Going to have to make sure that they keep him from getting in there. And then you got to find Niekamp, because that kid can shoot it from anywhere.
Uh-huh.
On the Rushi side, comes down to Cordonier, how effective he is with the finger problem. And Benjamin York, great shooter, needs to have a game. And then Vince Borchers, that young man from his sophomore year until now has made the greatest leap in productivity and ability that I've watched a kid have in the last 3 years.
And he scored almost half of Rushi's points last night against Fort Loramie. Raiders scored 60 to win, but 12. And Vince Borchers bumped in 27. He's now averaging over 12 and a half points a game. And he just barely tips the scales ahead of Dominic Francis in the rebounding department for the year. How about that? But Dominic is a shot blocker. Yeah, Austin Niekamp, he will control things in the lane for the Flyers. But we saw Dominic drive four attempted shots by Botkins out of bounds off the court of play in the first quarter of a game we covered in the last couple weeks.
Well, he needs to stay out of foul trouble, and he yep. needs to come and help defensively, because we've watched Marion Local a few times now. They, guards especially, love to try to get into the lane and shoot the mid-range jumper, and that's where Francis is the most effective, coming from off the defense and blocking shots.
Oh, you mentioned foul trouble. We'll see how that plays out. Last night at Minster, the game began. Niekamp picked up one. Albers picked up one. Niekamp picked up one. Albers picked up one. And then Albers left the game with the injury. So fouls among the big men turned out to not be a factor in that game last night. Oftentimes they are. And whoever has to saddle somebody on the bench with a couple quick ones early, who knows, you fall behind 7 or 8 points early as a result of that. That could help determine the outcome of the game in the first half.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, Niekamp going out last night, they had a 4-point lead at halftime. They were playing really well. They were up 10 at one point on them.
Albers went out.
Albers, yep. I mean, Albers yep. going out for Minster.
Right.
And that was a big difference. I
yep.
mean, it opened up the middle. He was really having a terrific offensive game. He had 8 in the first half. But injuries, fouls, all part of the game. You got to figure out a way to sub and get around it.
Oh, here come the Marion Local Flyers. They are on the floor, followed by the Rushi Raiders. Plenty of blue and gold filling the gym here tonight at Rushi. And this new place is spectacular. Love it when it's packed to the rafters like it is this evening.
Yeah, it's a good crowd.
We'll return with more. We've got Marion Local and Rushi upcoming here tonight. It's game 22 for both clubs on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Rushi Raiders shoot for an unbeaten season here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi 21-0, Marion Local 20-1 on the season. So pleased to have on board with us on scoresbroadcast.com for another 12 months the Shelby County Veterans Services Office at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veteran Services is here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282, 498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more information, visit our website at Shelby County Veterans, that's veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. And thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Wisebridge, begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning at Wisebridge Wealth Management, Russell Road in Sydney. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. That's Wisebridge Wealth Management, 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. JV game went to Marion Local. Rushi tries to take the nightcap. Senior night here at Rushi. We just recognized a host of seniors on the Rushi basketball roster. Caleb Hunverfirth, Jackson Grojean, Micah Greasup, Dominic Francis, Zeb Schultze, Vince Borchers, Benjamin York, Braylon Verdonier, Zeb Borchers, Landon Kleiman, and Landon Monin. We'll return with more from here at Rushi in a few minutes. Flyers in town to take on the Raiders as we bring down the curtain on the 2024-25 high school basketball regular season on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Watkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-693
6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
How about a little bio sketch on these two very good head coaches here tonight? Spencer Ferdinand is in year 24, coaching at various levels. 10th as a head coach, 4 as a girls head coach in the past, and 6 years and 2 stints with the boys here at Rushi. Spencer is a graduate of the University of St. Francis in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Kurt Guttemiller, a 1992 graduate of Marion Local High School, he played for the legendary Marion head coach Jack Albers, and he served as an assistant at both Marion for Keith Westrick and at Minster for Mike Lee, both longtime head coaches at those two schools, Westrick at Marion and Lee at Minster. So Kurt Guttemiller has learned from a couple of the best, that's for sure. Year number 14 for Kurt Guttemiller as the head man here at Marion Local. Chuck, we talk about officiating all the time. You've done it. I've done it. We've officiated. We're far from pros. The gentlemen and women on the court that we see work high school games have all kinds of experience. And games are refereed in different ways. Some more tightly than others. How about tonight? If this game is refereed loosely and the players are allowed to throw the hips around and make contact, and oftentimes, which club benefits in this game tonight?
Marion Local. They're more physical, absolutely, especially at the guard positions when they get into the lane. Now, I will put Vince Porters up against anybody as far as tenacity and as hard as that kid plays. But if it's a tightly called game, I think that gives the Raiders the benefit. If they kind of let them go and bang each other around a little bit, I think that benefits Marion Local.
Okay, interesting insight. And we'll see how that does play out. We'll monitor the officiating throughout the game. Do they let them play? Is it called more tightly than we might have thought? It will be interesting to see. tentative starting lineups for Marion local, Grant Kramer to guard. 13 points a game. He's a 5'11 junior. He was blanked by Delta St. John's. He shoots the three extremely well. And Rushi's got to find Grant Kramer each time the Flyers come down the floor. Ryan Holman starts, 7.5 points a game, 6'2" senior, was rock solid last night against Minster. Austin Niekamp in the middle, 19 points a game. What more can you say about Niekamp? 6'8", a senior. He blocks shots. He is powerful in the lane. He'll go right-handed, left-handed, and he'll jump out on the arc and shoot the three. Will the 6'8 Niekamp. Other starters, Cale Arnes, 6'3", sophomore, good all-around player, fine defender, long arms, 5 points a game. Braden Mesher's a bulldog, 10 a game, 6'2", a junior, and he's the one you mentioned for Marion Local, Chuck, who finds a way to probe the middle of the floor. He gets down below the foul line. He's hard to guard, and he draws contact and makes two free throws oftentimes. And Rushi's got to keep him beyond the foul stripe, if at all possible.
I'm kind of excited or want to see the matchups tonight, see how Rushi decides. Because, I mean, they know this team as well as we do. They've seen them at least as many times as we have. And they know what they got to do defensively.
Yep.
Looking forward to the matchups.
Rushi Raiders opening five more than likely is as follows. Dominic Francis in the middle, 11 a game. He is 6'6 and a senior, and he's come on strong. He's very good on the offensive and defensive boards, and he patrols the paint and blocks shots. He is a dynamite defender for the Rushi Raiders. Benjamin York, senior, 6'5, averaging 11 a game. He needs to have a sharp shooting night, I think. He is an X factor. Hasn't shot the percentage this year that he shot a year ago, but well, if he warms up, he's streaky. He can blister the nets.
Absolutely.
Vince Borchers, what more can you say about Vince? 27 points a game last year, averaging 12 per contest. 6'2" senior. He, along with Dominic Francis, lead this club in rebounding. Seb Schulze, 4.5 a game, 70% free throw shooter, is in the opening five. 6'2" senior. And Braylon Cordagna, 15 a game, 42% behind the arc, 73% from the free throw line. Injured. Couple of fingers, right hand, in the game last night against Fort Loramie. How that impacts him in this game this evening, only time will tell. Against Spencer Cordagna, head coach Rushi, Kurt Guttemiller, head man, Marion Local, and we are set. We'll return in 3 minutes with the tip-off of tonight's big game. Rushi 21-0, Marion Local 20-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Oh, so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors, including Barker Insurance, which has been with us forever, and LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, LACAL, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. It moved to Shelby County, Jackson Center, Ohio, back in 1983 from L.A., California. That's the name LaCal. And LaCal Equipment was a founding partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com back in 2006 and 7. In fact, we could not have gotten started back then without the efforts of LaCal Equipment. It is a continuing sponsor. On the air with us here today is LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. Oh, we thank you so much, LaCal. We are able to provide play-by-play and color at these games today here in 2025. Thanks to LaCal. And 2025 is our 20th calendar year here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And it's been a fine month and a half since the start of January. And we end the regular season with Rushi and Marion Local here tonight. Boys varsity basketball from the Raiders' new gym. It's quite a spectacle. And it's full, packed to the brim, sold out.
Yeah, I guarantee you they don't have any, they can't sell any more seats.
Every seat taken here at Rushi. And we've got Dominic Francis at 6'6", Austin Niekamp at 6'8". Jump ball center court, and it is tipped around. Goes on the play to Kramer of Marion Local, who finds Niekamp alone in the left. Layup to start the game. Rushi simply lost Austin Niekamp, who got a cripple, a baby shot from 3 feet out to open the scoring, 2-0 in favor of Marion Local. Here's Vince Borchers. Here's Zeb Schulte, top of the circle. To Dominic. Dominic baseline right. Niekamp not on him. Ball thrown outside the arc on the left to Braylon Cordonier. He hoists up a three off to the right. Missed it. Rebound Braden Mesher for Marion Local. His 50-foot pass way down low on the right, intended for Niekamp. Sails over his head and out of bounds.
His 50-foot pass went 65 feet.
Rushi forecourt to her right. Borchers gets a screen out high. Veers to the right side of the floor. Throws to York. Back of the left side. They post up Cordonier in the paint. Herky jerky move. Left-handed shot over Niekamp. Shy of the mark. Good defense. Rebound Marion Local. Here come the Flyers. Storming into the forecourt. It's Braden Mesher. Gets a high screen from Niekamp. Borchers all over Mesher. Mesher veers right. Two men on him. Ball whipped into the lane, underneath the basket to Holman. Holman jockeys for position and scores. Two baskets in close for Marion Local, which is on top 4-0. 6 and a half to go opening quarter. Rushi has not looked sharp in its first two offensive sets. Podanyar's got the ball 35 feet away. Right side look to York. Now to Dominic posting up. Here comes the double team. Ball scorch free, rolling out of bounds. Touched by Marion Local. Rushi throws in baseline left of the goal. Trailing Marion Local 4-0. 6:20 left in the first. Almost in the corner of the court. It is inbounded by Rushi, thrown out to the center line where it's tracked down. Raiders play pitch and catch between the Raiders logo, top of the circle. Here's Cordonier. Now Dominic Francis. Benjamin York, 30 feet away, now 25 feet away. Near side to Borchers, elbow jumper. Foul line extended right, hit the flange, kicked away. Batted out of bounds by Rushi.
Well, that's a good look, just didn't drop.
5:58 to go, opening quarter. Marion Local leads it 4-0. Ball thrown to midcourt to Niekamp. Now Mesher, who dribbles hard with the left hand, up over the Raiders logo against Vince Borchers. Mesher manages to sneak between a couple of Raiders. Makes a great feed as he was double teamed. Layup is blocked, but a foul. Good pass. Marion Local. Mesher fed it low in the right to Arnes. And he was cracked pretty hard in the elbow. Cale Arnes, 6'3 sophomore, is awarded two shots at the stripe. So far, Marion Local, a depth, Chuck, at getting the ball in very, very close to the basket.
Yeah, I mean, even that one was about a two-footer. So far, yeah, I'm impressed. They're doing what they need to do.
Penetration by the Flyers, excellent. Both foul shots, though, by Arnes are no good. Rushi's got the board of the second one. Here's Borchers knifing his way down the lane. Tries to shoot from underneath Camp, who blocks it. Loose ball rebound right of the rim. Raiders still have it. Niekamp monitors the paint below the foul stripe. Here's York lobbing down low on the right to Francis. Francis got away from Niekamp and scored.
Nice play. Nice pass. And good job by Francis holding off and giving him room.
Fine assist by York. 4-2 Marion Local. Mesher on the arc to Kramer. Schulze tracks him. Now Arnes high right, near side Holman. Holman against York. Cordonier's on Niekamp in the paint. Ball flipped to Kramer, to Mesher. Niekamp back to the basket 12 feet away. It's smacked out of bounds by Cordonier. 4-2 Flyers, 4:50 left in the first. Rushi looking much better at the defensive end on this Marion Local offensive set. Niekamp fires left corner Holman. Holman spins on York, nearly a 5-second count. Ball thrown to Kramer on the arc. Picked up by Schulze. Kramer head of the key, veers down the right side of the lane, back to the basket in the paint. Oh, Francis blocks it. Taken away by Rushi. The double team of Kramer, it paid off. Dropping down the floor, Borchers out back to York. Throw the right to Francis. Gets away from Niekamp and Arnes and lays it up and good. Nice field goal, a couple for Dominic, and it's tied at 4.
Another good look by York down on the block.
Fine passing by York. 4-4, it's squared up. 4:11 to go, first quarter. Dribble drive, Marion Local. Low in the right, in hot water was Mesher. He managed to squirm between a couple Raiders. He was hemmed in. Looked like he might have it taken away or maybe a tie-up. He did. Wedge between two white shirts and forced up a shot. It kicked off the backboard, no good, but they ruled a foul on Rushi.
At one point, he had four Raiders around him.
Free when the Mesher is in. 5-4, Marion Local up a point, 4:07 to go, opening quarter. Second free one here, Braden Mesher of Marion Local, and he connects twice, spot on. So after missing two, Marion Local pops a couple through at the free throw line, 6-4 Flyers. 3:55 to go, first quarter. Cordonier hustles down the right side of the floor. Behind him to York for three. A long one. Hits the iron. Kicks away. Rebound Borchers tries to save it. Throws it to a Flyer, though. Quickly down the floor. Driving. Backhanded layup. Good! What a play. Braden Mesher took it the last 40 feet. 8-4 Marion Local. Here's Francis down low on the left, below the backboard, reverses it up, and it is no good. Marion Local long lead out down the floor to Kramer. Around York, baseline left. Ball thrown, head of the key to Niekamp. Nobody guards him. He guns the three ball. It caroms out of bounds, right corner to Rushi.
Boy, they gave him another good look.
8-4 Flyers, 3:20 left opening period. Raiders will bring it down as Jackson Grojean is checked in. Grojean, 5'9 senior, 30% three-point shooter, 4 points a game. Borger's timeline picked up by Mesher. That's quite a duel right there. Driving baseline right, York, around one man, another. Banks one up, and it spins around, comes off, stick back, good by Braylon Cordonier of Rushi. 8-6 Flyers, storming up the floor. Low on the right, it's Arnes. Arnes gives it behind him to a teammate who leaves it for Niekamp. The 6'8 lad comes out and hurls up a three, hits the backboard, rim, ricochets to York of Rushi. 8-6 Flyers. Daniel Everman, 5'10 senior, is checked in for Marion Local. In fact, he guards Grojean right now. Grojean sprints down the left side of the floor. Baseline cut off. On top to Francis. 2-point lead, Marion Local. York gives it up to Borchers in the right corner. Knifed into the lane. Hangs onto that ball. Flips to the 3-point shooter for Donier. He's got it from behind the arc. And Rushi's got its first lead, 9-8. The injured fingers in the shooting hand didn't bother that long hoist. Dribble drive, Mesher. Oh, is he strong? Goes up once, twice, suspends himself, averts the block, and puts it through.
York put a hand on the ball that time, and he still got it through the basket.
Uncanny. York coming right back for Rushi. Look at him go in the lane. He sinks the runner. It is in. It won't count. It won't count. York ruled for a controversial offensive foul.
Well, it's certainly controversial on the other side of the floor. I couldn't see.
Nope, we were screened. The official had the perspective. He had the angle the Rushi fans had. They didn't like it one bit. You would expect him not to appreciate that call.
He called it quick. I mean, he sold it.
It wiped out a field goal and maybe a foul, too. 10-9 Flyers. 138 to go first quarter. Baseline left, Niekamp. Ball tipped away by Cordonier. Niekamp gets it back. Straight away to Arnes. Arnes on the handoff to Everman. He rules the attack from straight away. Right corner, Arnes. Braden Mesher circles left corner. Dribble drive, Everman in the lane. Almost a double dribble. Ball flipped to Niekamp in the left corner. Everman behind the screen, outside the arc on the right. Oh, he clearly walked. Stumbled into the lane. Fell to the ground, tried to get up. Took steps, no whistle. Marion Local still controls. Mesher deep right corner. Ball thrown to Kramer. Bounce pass below the basket to the left corner to Arnes. His three-point shot is an air ball, and Rushi snatches the board. Down a point, 10-9 Flyers. 45 ticks on the clock here in the first.
And here's your zone now, Mary. Let's switch it up.
Zone defense, which I mentioned in the pregame, could prevail some tonight for Marion Local. Let's see how Rushi's zone offense attacks the D here employed by the Flyers. 25 seconds to go, first period. 10-9, Marion Local, which is led for all but one bucket by Rushi, which was up briefly at 9-8 about 90 seconds ago. Scoreboard clock says 10-9-8. Borchers midcourt against Everman. Borchers down the lane against Niekamp. Hesitates, missed the shot short. Rebound fadeaway, Francis. It's short. Loose ball. Marion Local's got it as the quarter closes. Rushi bench not happy with the officiating so far. And I think the Raiders have been teed up, or maybe a warning.
What's a warning? How do you warn somebody? Don't tell me I'm doing a lousy job. You either tee them up or you go over there and get things started.
Opening quarter has concluded 10-9 Marion Local over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Osgood Bank, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Osgood. We open up play second quarter. Marion Local still in a zone, it appears. Rushi's got the ball down a point. Here's a runner in the lane, stopping short of the basket and flipping it in on the play. For Rushi is Vince Borchers. Nice pitch into the York net by him.
Benjamin York.
My mistake, Chuck. It was not 22. Benjamin York gets the two-pointer. As York used the screen from Borchers, and it's 11-10. Raiders up a point, 7:26 to go here in the second quarter. 30 feet out, it is Kramer for Marion Local. Wide open player near side is Arnes. Rushi doesn't put much pressure on Arnes on the three-point line.
No, he's not a good three-point shooter.
Niekamp straight away against Cordonier. Ball left behind him for Grant Kramer, who doesn't let one fly. Kramer gives it up, gets it back. Schulze guards Kramer. A minute gone here in the second. Rushi up a point, 11-10. Braden Mesher, baseline left, goes below the basket, feeds to a teammate. All the way opposite corner. What a bounce pass, threading the needle. Mesher to Daniel Everman, and Everman drilled a three ball, all net, extreme corner of the floor. Mesher, a dandy assist. 13-11 in favor of the Flyers. Wow, what a pass by Mesher. You see that in the college and pro game a lot. Players using every inch of that baseline to throw it. Here's a long launch by Benjamin York of Rushi. It sprays off the rim into the corner, and Marion Local tracks down the board.
You can get that shot all day long against a zone, but you need to work the ball.
13-11 Flyers. We played nearly 2 minutes second quarter. Kramer gets a screen from Niekamp. And then the roller is Niekamp to the basket. Kramer can't deliver it to him. He's sandwiched and fouled.
This official out here on the outside is the one that if there's going to be a technical call, it's going to be him. Because he's in a bad mood now.
Substitution for Marion Local. Ryan Holman is in. Daniel Everman out for the Flyers. Everman, the young man who sank the three on the previous possession by Marion Local. Head of the circle straight on Ryan Holman to Kramer. Step back three ball. Hits the backboard rim. Ricochets long way out on the floor to Holman. A deep offensive rebound, 20 feet from the basket for Marion Local, which retains possession. 5:43 to go in the second. 2-point lead Flyers. They try to push it to 4 or 5. Niekamp skips it cross court to Arnes. No shot. Ball given to Kramer. Kramer dives into the lane, probes the middle, can't shoot. Covered up by York. Right wing Niekamp available. 3-pointer. In, out, in, out. Bounces on the rim into the hands of a Raider. Hits Borchers to York. York steams down the floor. Defensive blocking foul against Marion Local. And the Bronx cheer from the Rushi crowd.
Honest to goodness, I don't think the officiating has been one-sided at all.
5:19 to go here in the second quarter. 13-11 Flyers. Ball lobbed into Cordonier. Now to York. York pitches right flank to Borchers. Checked by Mesher. Ball skipped across court. Low on the left to Dominic Francis. He's got two blue jerseys on his back. Reverse layup, no good. Cordonier on the tip. Dominic Francis working hard underneath. He made it all happen. He got the ball up on the rim. Verdonier stuck it back in. We're tied at 13. 4:52 to go, second quarter. Mesher midcourt. High screen from Niekamp. Mesher barges into the right corner, goes baseline. He's tied up below the backboard. Fires on top to Niekamp for a triple. In and out again. Long board to Borchers. Borchers fires right past Mesher. He's beneath Niekamp. Deals to Francis, coming hard to the basket. Foul in the act of shooting. Marion Local committed it. Then Dominic gets two. Well, I love the presence of Dominic Francis in this game for Rushi Chuck. He is active.
Well, they're finding him because they're doing such a good job on everybody else. And Dominic Francis is a good offensive basketball player.
Dominic shoots the free throw too hard, but it hits the back rim, goes up in the air, and plummets right down through the cylinder.
Sometimes the backboard gets in the way of your shot and knocks it in.
He may have planned it that way. 14-13, Raiders up one. Next free throw, Dominic in the air. That one's too hard off the flange. Long rebound to Niekamp. Hand off to Mesher in backcourt. 4:26 to go, second quarter. Rushi 14, Marion Local 13. Ball flipped right corner to Niekamp. Reverse near side to Arns on the arc. Arns looks for Niekamp in the middle of the floor. Now it's pitched to Mesher at the timeline. Mesher wants to drive. Borchers all over him. Ball flip left corner for Arns for a three try. Back iron, no. Rebound Francis. They head to Borchers. Borchers dealing down the lane. Oh, behind the back pass to Cordonier for two.
Wow.
Oh, that was a delivery. NBA style. Borchers, no look. Left it for the trailer, Cordonier, who kissed one in off the glass. Rushi up three. 16-13. 3:40 left, second quarter. Mesher backpedals to midcourt for the Raiders. Goes into the post to Niekamp. Here comes the double team. It's stolen by York. York swipes it. Rolls it ahead to Francis. In for the layup. He's got it. 18-13, Rushi up five. 3:22 left in the second. Far right wing, Mesher. Mesher 25 feet out. Fakes left, goes right. Here comes the double team. He looks for the open man, can't find him. Arns comes out to save him. Down to Niekamp between circles. Niekamp's had two threes in this game for Marion Local. Go in and out badly. Pass to the post, deflected. Marion Local gets it, though. Left wing Mesher, shot fake on the arc. Wants to drive on Borchers. Ran him over. Offensive foul.
Man, I'll tell you what. I know that they vote, and I know they've already voted. There's no better kid in this league than number 22 for the Rushi Raiders.
Vince Borchers with a one heck of a defensive stand right there. He attracted the charge by Marion Local's Mesher, and a full timeout for the Raiders, who are up five. 2:53 left in the second. 18-13 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, Perucci with a spurt has overtaken Marion Local 18-13. 2:53 to go here in the second quarter. Good defense by the Raiders here in this period. Marion Local is stronger than two clubs in the first. Rushi is out for four. Marion Local in the first 5 minutes of the second stanza. Benjamin York on the arc, into the post, back to the basket. Francis hits the cutter down the lane. Shot fake, low on the left. Layup is in by Zeb Schultze. Oh, what a cut to the basket.
And did a good job. He ball fake, went up underneath Niekamp.
Zeb Schultze with a terrific slice to the rim. Another fine assist by Rushi. And the Raiders are up 7, 20 to 13. Ball lob, baseline left to Niekamp, below the rim. Throws on the arc into the right corner to Everman. His three ball is short. Rebound out top of the circle by Marion Local. But a double dribble is whistled against Dylan Dirksen, who's checked in for the Flyers, a 6'1 junior. 20 to 13 in favor of Rushi. 2:10 to go here in the second quarter. Second period surge by the Raiders has them in command by 7. Top of the circle, Borchers outside the arc on the right to Schultze. Mid post to Gordonier. Wrap around pass to Francis for 2. Oh my goodness gracious, Rushi's interior passing is marvelous.
This is offense to perfection.
9-point lead, Raiders, 22-13. 1:40 left, second quarter. Below the foul line, Rushi has had its way with Marion Local. Raiders have burned him with great assists and easy field goals. Schultze guards Dirksen. Ball thrown for Niekamp in the post. Tipped away by Francis. Stolen by Borchers. Here's a 3-on-2 run out to Schultze. He overshoots it because he's walloped from the backside. A couple free throws here for Schultze for Rushi, which leads 22-13. 1:25 to go here in the second quarter. Chuck, our first quarter score was what?
10-9 to Marion.
3-point second quarter in nearly 7 minutes for Marion Local. That's how good the defense of Rushi has been. Foul shot by Zeb Schultze is through. Zeb, a good free throw shooter, up around the 70% mark. Second shot here for Schultze, who will deliberate for a moment as he ties up the laces. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi in big demand, serving Ohio, many additional states. Will grind your first-end tools free of charge. Typical turnaround just a week at O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. More about O'Reilly and job possibilities in a moment as Schultze tosses in a second straight free throw. And would you believe it, Rushi's opened up an 11-point advantage, 24-13.
15-3 here in the quarter now.
Here is Mesher in backcourt for Marion Local. Mesher up and over the timeline. Who scored the one field goal for the Flyers in the period?
Daniel Everman hit that 3 from the corner.
There you go. Niekamp, right corner of the floor, now to Mesher. Gives it up out back on the play to the Flyers. Everman dribbles against York, 30 feet away, 1 minute to go, second quarter. It's been all Rushi here in the second 8 minutes. A reach-in foul called against Dominic Francis, 25 feet from the basket for Rushi. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. You can also contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. Niekamp to Kramer. Kramer back to Niekamp. Oh, the pass is wide of the mark as Marion Local has gotten a little careless.
They turned it over twice last night in the entire game. They've turned it over 5 times, which is not horrible, but that was just a bad pass.
What a difference 24 hours can make. 48 seconds to go, first half, 24-13. Rushi Grojean on the floor now. He's a 3-point shooter. Raiders spread the court. Flyers have picked up 4 fouls in this period. Another one, and Rushi shoots 2. Here's Borchers. He's zooming down the lane, zips to the basket, banks it in. He surprised Marion Local. He put on a burst of speed and sliced right to the basket, whipped the defense. Score has been doubled. 26-13 Raiders. Midcourt Mesher, 18 seconds to go, first half. Mesher backs up against Borchers. Mesher down the right side of the floor. Borchers gives him the knee. The foul is common. It's not shooting. 11.7 to go in the half. 26-13, Rushi, far side of the court. It will be inbounded over there by Everman of Marion Local, who, as we noted, has got the only points for the Flyers in the second quarter of this game. Raiders up 13, side of the floor, inbounded to Niekamp. 8 to play in the half. Goes to Mesher, give and go back to Niekamp, powers to the rim, got it for 2. 4 seconds to go in the half, Borchers midcourt, gives to Schulze, long 50-footer, high off the backboard, it's no good, but a splendid second period by the Raiders, who lead the Marion Local Flyers 26-15 at our halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
And we welcome you back here to Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, we are your radio on your phone for high school sports. And tonight Rushi has dominated. Huge second quarter, 26-15 Raiders over the Flyers as Rushi shoots for win number 22 in a row and a perfect regular season campaign. Our halftime being presented to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, let me look at 12-9 rebounding advantage for the Raiders, 4-1 on the offensive boards. Marion Local turned the ball 5 times. Not horrible. Rushi didn't turn it in the first half. That's amazing. 2-4 from the free throw line for the Flyers. 3-4 for the Raiders. They were led in scoring by Dominic Francis and Braylon Cordonia with 9 each. They got 4 out of Schulze, 2 from Borchers, 2 from York. They scored 9 and 17, 26 for the first half. On the other side, they're led by Braden Mesher was 6. They got 4 from Niekamp. He had the first 2 and the last 2 to the half for him. Then they got 3 from Everman and 2 from Homan. They scored 10 and 5 and trail at 26-15 at the half.
Chuck, what I'm seeing from Marion Local against a very good Rushi team is the fact that the Flyers a little restricted in their scoring capability. Niekamp had two threes top of the circle. They went down below the rim, popped out. But if Niekamp's not scoring and Kramer's not getting good looks from behind the arc, the Flyers may be, against a real good defensive club, could be limited in scoring the basketball.
Well, I mean, Borchers is guarding Mesher. Mesher got six. He had all of them in the first quarter. But Vince Borchers is just a tough kid. And those two, that's been a war in the first half. And on the other side, Niekamp, like you said, he's not really gone inside. He got blocked early, and now he's spent all of his time out around the perimeter. He needs to go back inside and become a force inside. Then the outside shooting will open up.
And I love the way that Rushi dug down, double-teamed on Niekamp when he got the ball there a couple times. And Rushi made it tough for Niekamp to handle it, pivot. He couldn't maneuver. He was unsettled. Had it stripped cleanly once. Lost the ball another time. A good game plan by the Rushi Raiders. And how about the presence of Dominic Francis tonight? Man, oh, man, has he come to play.
Well, they're finding him. And, I mean, yep. The kid's got an offensive mind to him. Good around the basket. They're just doing a real nice job. And I find it hilarious that the people from Marion Local were talking about how Rushi would have four or five losses with their schedule. I think whoever said that, hopefully they're here tonight.
Well, again, I remind everyone that Rushi beat five teams in the MAC.
Yep.
Coldwater, St. Henry, Versailles, Minster, Bremen beat the five by an average of 19 points for victory.
Exactly.
Enough said, argument closed.
Yep, I agree 100%.
Halftime report brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Stemple Construction in Botkins. 26-15, Raiders over the Flyers at the half on scorersbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
There are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, a huge 17-point second quarter by Rushi has propelled the Raiders to a 26-15 lead as we start the third quarter. It was 26-13, very, very late in that second period. That was the biggest lead of this game for Rushi. Marion Local led most all of the first quarter except for one brief one-point lead by Rushi. It was 10-9. Marion Local after one. Dominance by Rushi in period number two. It'll be Marion Local basketball. Flyers going from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination here in the third quarter. Rushi from right to left. Marion Local, the road blue. Gold numbers. Gold Marion across the front, or does it say Flyers, Chuck? It says Flyers, doesn't it?
Marion Local.
Oh, there we go. My mistake. I was right the first time. Rushi in blue and gold, but white from top to bottom. Gold numbers outlined in blue. Top of the circle with the ball. Mesher bulldogs his way into the lane. Orcher stops him. Forces a throw back out to Holman. Holman around York. Slashes into the paint area. Gives it up to Cale Arnes in the far left corner. No shot available. Great defense by Rushi. Holman head of the key. Staggers down the lane and drives right through a Rushi defender. Looked like it could have been a drag of the pivot foot or a walk. It's ruled a charge on Marion Local. Rushi caught a break.
Not a happy coach down there, I'll tell you that.
Raiders caught a break on
that. Yeah, that was a foul before he ever got to the charge.
Played nearly a minute. Third quarter. Rushi possession. Marion Local comes up empty to start the second half. 11-point lead. Raiders 26-15. Midcourt. Borchers on the bounce. Still dribbling. Mesher guards him down the right side to Zeb Schulte. Lob low on the left to Francis. Back to the basket. Spins. Ducks under. Oh, what a move. What a move. Dominic Francis. Herky jerky. But in control. For a field goal out of the low post.
I'll tell you what, he took a bump and just never lost concentration.
28-15, Rushi. Deep right corner, Flyers. It's Arnes. Out front, it goes to Mesher. It's worked to the left side to Holman. Picked up by York. Popping out to catch his kneecap. Clearly a moving screen applied to Kramer of Marion Local. He used the forearm to fend off and pave the way for Austin Niekamp, who popped out to collect the pass and let go of the long three. It didn't materialize. Whistle blew. Offensive foul, Flyers. Raiders possession. 13-point advantage. 6:18 left in the third. Here's Verdon, your foul line. Far right wing to York. Oh, cutting to the basket. Francis. York finds him again. Third or fourth great assist by York on the inside to a teammate. Francis converts once more, and the execution for Rushi is terrific. It is remarkable. Defensive foul, midcourt, Borchers on Mesher. 30-15, Rushi with 5:58 to go here in the third quarter. The half-court game exhibited by the Rushi Raiders has been a textbook clinic. Short shot after short shot. Step back, long three. Grant Kramer for Marion Local. It hits the heel. Kicks into the air in the corner of the floor. Punched out of bounds by Rushi. Marion Local will throw in. Baseline left of the rim. 5:51 to go in the third. 30-15, Raiders. Ball lobbed in. Kramer to Holman. Punched away by York. Kramer goes into backcourt. Almost double dribble. Yep, York touched it. Here is Mesher with the ball straight on. 25 feet away, picked up by Borchers. 5.5 to go in the third. Raiders up 15. Kramer comes off the screen. Schulte covers him up. Hand off to Niekamp. Niekamp 35 feet away. He can't drive on Gordonier. Deep right corner, Arns. Hand checking a little bit too aggressively there by Gordonier. I don't know that I would have called that, Chuck.
I don't disagree, but he should have called it 4 seconds before when it actually happened.
The way this game has been played, I think that's just fairly good defense.
Yeah, I agree. He'd already passed the ball when he blew the whistle.
Exactly. Let it go. It was 25 feet out of the floor. No advantage gained one way or the other. 5:17 left here in the third. 30-15 Rushi. Here's a long lob. Mesher on the arc down inside to Niekamp. He's grabbed by Francis. It took an easy deuce away for Marion Local. How many fouls on Dominic, Chuck?
That's his third.
Three on Dominic Francis, his sixth.
Well, I thought he got thrown to the ground.
Raiders go smaller here. Zeb Schulte on the floor along with Jackson Grojean. Deep right corner, Niekamp. Guns a three. 24-footer. Travel 26. He missed the rim completely. Weak side rebound. Everman, he's tied up and fouled. Wrestling match occurred. Very quickly on Rushi. Four team fouls. 3 minutes into the second half. 5:08 to go in the third. We're stuck at 30-15 Rushi. Marion Local lobs. Foul line Mesher. Back to the basket on Cordonier. Raiders dig down. Ball fed to Holman, the three-point shooter. It hit off the rim hard. One-handed rebound by Borchers. Outlet to Cordonier, to Vince. Vince sets it up. And Rushi stretches the Marion Local defense. They open it up for Borchers. Dipsy doing the lane. Dances to the rim. Hits the six-footer right in front. The Vince Borchers show continues.
Well, they went four corners, and they just let the middle of the floor open for Borchers, and he got to the rim.
32-15, Rushi, 4.5 to go, third quarter. Open baseline J by Marion Local is good by Everman. He was left available, came off the screen, and he hit the 12-footer. 4:26 left in the third quarter. Timeout called, 32-17 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, both teams played last night in their respective leagues or conferences. Rushi beat Fort Loramie. Marion Local down Minster, a game we covered. Both games were pretty tight through two quarters plus. We talked about factors entering this game tonight. We thought both teams would be ready. Didn't think either club would be fatigued. Wondered about Cordonier's hand injury. Foul problems for either club. None of that's really played out. Execution for Rushi has been splendid.
That's the difference.
Yep. Raiders attack. Schulte's got the ball outside the arc. To Jackson Grojean, 25 feet away, hand off to York. Overplay by Mesher. York hurls the pass to Schulte, low on the left. Great shot faking at Niekamp, who blocks it anyway. Long throw, Niekamp down the floor, hits a cutter in the lane. Ducking under Dirksen, no shot. Three-point shooter, left flank, it's Kramer on the rim, no. Rebound Schulte. 3:40 left in the third. Rushi up 15. Borgers below the foul stripe. Hits Cordonier on the arc. He settles, doesn't shoot. Niekamp jumped at him. Cordonier gave it up to Grojean. Back to Braylon. Braylon at the Raiders logo gives up his dribble. Hands off to Borgers. Rushi opens up the floor a little bit. Right wing pass to York. York picked up by Mesher. Ball thrown to a cutter. Borgers, somebody grabbed him from behind. official saw it.
That was a good foul, because if not, that was a layup. Another great pass by York.
Yep, indeed, it would have been two. 3:19 left in the third. And a 15-point lead, Chuck, as good as these two clubs are, is significant at this stage of the game.
No, I'll tell you what, Rusey's just a really good basketball team.
Outside the arc on the right, it's Schulte. Open man underneath. It is caught and laid in by Borchers. Borchers on a back cut. Schulte whipped it to him. You talk about the Raiders' adeptness on out-of-bounds plays below the basket. There it was again. Nobody in the high school level coaching can do that as well as Spencer Cordonier's teams. Shot was made. Foul committed by Marion Local. Free throw. Borchers way short. Ball loose in the corner. Out of bounds to the Flyers, who are down 34-17. 34-17 in favor of Rushi. 3:12 to go in the third. Marion Local in backcourt. It's Mesher.
7 points since the first quarter.
Yep, three in the second, four here in the third. Elbow on the left, dribble drive. Everman overguarded, had it shaken loose, right away. Rushi comes out of there with it for Rushi. Outlet to Borchers. Borchers at midcourt. Score doubled by the Raiders over the Flyers. Amazing performance. 34-17, Rushi. For Cordonier, Borchers, pitch and catch, 30 feet away. Here's the double team. Hand off to Cordonier, timeline. Flip cross court to Grojean. 2:28 to go in the third. Grojean right down the pike. Hits Schulte in the left corner. Opposite corner, York for three. It's good. It's good. Benjamin York brings down the house. Fans going berserk. 20-point spread, 37-17. The passing, the teamwork, the driving, the cutting, the shooting for Rushi. All together on this night against the Flyers. And the ball is raked away by Rushi. Marion Local coughs it up in the half court. 1:55 to go here in the third quarter. Cordonier against Niekamp. Cordonier hustles through the top of the circle. Now to Grojean. Grojean thought about shooting. Straight away lets it fly. Jackson missed it off to the right. Rebound punched up into the air. Guarded by Arnes of Marion Local. Backcourt to Mesher. Mesher on the weave to Niekamp. Niekamp's 28-footer short. Rebound Grojean. Fouled in backcourt. And that's shooting. 5 on Marion Local in the period. 37-17 Raiders. 1:29 to go, third quarter. A headliner of a game. One of the biggest in the state of Ohio on this Saturday night, if not the biggest. And the Rushi Raiders are in full command, blitzing Marion Local here in quarters number 2 and 3. 37-17. Perhaps the best in the state in Division 7, although Delta St. John's would say something about that. Perhaps the best in the state, Rushi, defeating one of the top couple, three programs in the state in D6 and Marion Local by a 37-17 score. Jackson Grojean, free throw line for Rushi. His first one was no good. His second shot is rolling through. 38-17 in favor of the Raiders. That becomes the biggest lead in this game. Just over a minute to play in quarter number 3. Mesher has been thwarted tonight. The catalyst for Marion Local had a good start to the game, but he has been hemmed in since. Only 17 points for the Flyers, who cannot get much going offensively. Niekamp has the ball 30 feet out. Marion Local's got to get three-point shooters free, and they can't do it. Here's Dirksen. Here's Everman, head of the key. Beats a man to the foul line. And then here comes the sandwich, the double team. Schulte on the clean steal for Rushi. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Raiders may play for one. Out near midcourt with the ball. It is Jackson Grojean. Starts to drive through the head of the key. And a hand is on the hip of Grojean. Applied by Mesher. And Rushi shoots two free throws. With 32 ticks to go in the third quarter, a chance to make the bulge even bigger. It's 38-17 at the moment. Free throws, Jackson Grosjean. Last trip, he was one of two. Foul shot by him, dips the knees. No good, banged off the heel. Second free throw now for Grosjean. 21-point lead, Rushi. Who would have thought? Just over half minute to play, quarter number three. One bounce, another. Four hops with the basketball on the floor, and Grosjean is perfect on the foul shot, dead center. 22-point advantage, Rushi, 39-17. Marion Local at midcourt, 23 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi's defense, awesome, fantastic. Nearly putting the clamps on Marion Local completely in the second and third quarter. Mesher with a leaner from 7 feet away in traffic, short, no good. Rebound Borchers, there he goes down the floor around Niekamp. He's got it, he's got it. Quarter ends, Borchers beat the buzzer with a terrific driving layup. Oh, that was remarkable. Vince Borchers hit a goal at the end of the third quarter. He blistered his way right through. The Marion Local Flyers took it 60 feet to the cup. Horn sounded. The shot was good. 41-17, Rushi up 24, heading to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Oh, how about Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie? It is your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, has gone local, truly. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now offer Winner's Meats, the Happy Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza, too, at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, too. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Fine start to the fourth quarter for Rushi as Braylon Verdonger posts up and banks in an eight-footer. It curled around the rim, went down through the netting. Marion Local half-court to a right, foul on Rushi. And the lead for the Raiders has expanded to 26 points, 43-17. Ball inbounded to Holman in the paint for the Flyers. Back to the basket, looks for a cutter, nowhere to go. Deals to Mesher on the arc. Out high on the left to Niekamp, who buries a three-pointer. The big 6'8 Austin Niekamp. He went to the perimeter, took a pass, far side of the floor, had plenty of clearance, let it fly, and zeroed in. And it's 43-20 with 7:04 left to go here in this game. Borchers has the ball, 25 feet away. Hits a cutter down the lane. Dominic Francis, look at him go strong to the rim. Ball's on the iron. No whistle. Foul. Flyers. Two free throws, Dominic. Hey, don't forget Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972. Celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker, one of the most valued agencies in the area. It'll customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call. to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Number one, Barker Insurance, that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. One of two free throws for Dominic Francis, 44-20 Raiders. Here's Grant Kramer, top of the key, and his arm is latched onto by a Raider. It's a common foul. 6 minutes, 36 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. 24-point lead for Rushi. Inbounding, Grant Kramer, head of the key. Holman for Marion Local, picked up by York. York's done a very good defensive job on Holman in this game. Everybody for the Raiders has been outstanding. Superb defensive play by the home team. Here's Niekamp backing down for Geiger, spinning, wheeling and dealing, and banking in an eight-footer.
Tough shot.
Niekamp with a three and a two here in this period, 44-22. Rushi leads, 6:05 to go in the fourth. Cross-court pass for Geiger. Rushi plays pitch and catch. Tell you what, Chuck, you get a lead by 10 or 12 early in the fourth in high school basketball, and you shoot fouls pretty well, and you can handle the ball pretty well and not turn it over,
yeah,
you're in business.
I just don't think that's just high school. I think it's college also.
And I said 10 or 12. Rushi's up 22.
Yeah.
Good pass. Oh, they working around. Oh. Dominic Francis missed the cripple in the lane. It rolled off the rim. Oh, it's cleaned up right in front. Zeb Schulze gets the putback, the deuce. Timeout, Raiders. 5:31 left in the game. 46-22, Rushi clobbering Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Our experience, your style at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. After the timeout, Grant Kramer hoists up the three for Marion Local. It's short, and Rushi comes right back with a driving layup out of a half-court set by Vince Borchers, who scored 27 last night. How many tonight, Chuck, for
He's
Vince?
10, and that's all here in the second half.
10 points second half for Vince. He's had a number of assists, a few rebounds. He has been the catalyst engineering this club all season long. Four and a half to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's an overplay, a deflection, a steal by Dominic Francis. Leaves it for Borchers to Dominic for the dunk. Dominic on the dunk. What a pass by Borchers. Borchers to Dominic Francis. Francis got it started, picked off a pass down here to her right at the defensive end, fed it up to Borchers, and Borchers with a beautiful pass, lifting Francis above the rim to the right. He caught it, slammed it down. Niekamp follows up with a triple for Marion.
Well, I tell you what, Francis, his head was above the rim.
50-25. Rushi in the lead. Here's York, baseline right. Herky jerky move in the lane. Left-handed spinner on the rim. No good, but a foul on Marion Local. And Benjamin York will shoot two with 3:47 left in the game. And the Raiders up 50-25. Defense for Rushi. Chuck held Marion Local in check in the second and third quarters. How many points, Flyers, in the middle part of the game?
They scored 5 and 2, so they scored 7. I mean, this is a terrific basketball team.
Yep. Uncanny defense by Rushi here tonight. It has been magnificent. And the teamwork at the offensive end has been just as great. First free throw by Benjamin York is perfect. Second shot by him in the air, too hard. Rebound ricochets to Mesher for Marion Local. He glides down the floor to the right. 3:36 to go, fourth quarter, 51-25 Raiders. Ball flipped on top. Mesher gave it up, got it back. Throws baseline right to Holman. Holman's cross-court delivery intercepted by Rushi. Down the floor, Cordonier twisting, turning in the lane. Shot no good, but he beat Marion Local to the basket. Flyers had to foul him from the rear. Two free throws here for Cordonier. Raiders off and running tonight, leading 51-25.
This will be a score that the people in Delphus will probably take notice of.
Foul shot, Cordonier up and good, 52-25. Chuck, what is Rushi at the free throw line tonight? Get your calculator out.
1, 2, 3, 4. They've shot 13 and they've made 8.
Free throw, Cordonier here was good. Second one on the way, swish. 9 of 14 from the charity stripe.
They've been doing a lot of 1 and 2.
Yes. Cordonier comes off the floor. Dynamite show by him. Hurt right hand and all. 53-25. He cashed in on 2 foul shots. And Rushi's up at 28 with 3:22 left in the fourth quarter.
I didn't think that we were going to get close to a running clock tonight.
I think 28 is the biggest margin in this contest. And Raiders seniors come off the hardwood on senior night. Rushi can celebrate. Porchers is out. Cordonier's out. Dominic Francis off the floor. Benjamin York sits. How about those Rushi Raiders this evening, leading 53-25? Chuck, let's check and see who's in. Zeb Schultze remains on the floor. Oops, he comes off.
Yeah, they've subbed everybody and trying to give them all their ovation as they come off. They sub them one at a time. That's classy.
Yep, I like it. Landon Monin in. Landon Plyman in for Rushi.
Micah Grishup.
Micah Grishup on the floor. Zeb Borcher's out there as well. I'm looking for 30.
There he is,
top of the key defending.
Rogine's out there.
Here's a drive down the lane. Marion Local ball ripped away. Out of bounds. Touched by Rushi, but a reach-in foul on the Raiders. Stops the clock. 3:04 left in the fourth. 53-25 in favor of the home team. In the act of shooting, it's determined to be. A couple free throws here for Marion Local. Luke Everman steps to the stripe, 6'3 sophomore. Daniel Everman comes off the floor for Marion Local. First foul shot was no good. Second one in the air. Rim, backboard, more rim, and it drops through. Rushi 53, Marion Local 26, 2:58 to go here in the fourth quarter. Grosjean, top of the circle, dribble drive, right down the right side of the lane. Falls off the backboard, rim hangs. Nice rebound, Zeb Borchers back to Grosjean for 3. In and out, no good. And the board is taken down off the glass by Marion Local. Quickly, forecourt to her right, it's Dylan Dirksen. Dirksen on the arc to Luke Everman. Near side pass to Oliver Holzman, 6'3 junior, good football player. Long three try. Luke Everman, it glanced off the iron ricocheted out of bounds in the corner. Substitution, Rushi. Jackson Rogine, another senior, comes off. The Rushi Raiders seniors here tonight celebrating with a tremendous win over Marion Local. It's going to be in excess of 20.
Yeah.
It's 53-26 right now. Rushi seniors, Caleb Underfirth, Jackson Grogene, Micah Grisip, Dominic Francis, Zeb Schulte, Vince Borchers, Benjamin York, Braylon Verdonier, Zeb Borchers, Landon Plyman, Landon Monin. Rushi gets it down inside. A good cut to the rim to Landon Monin. Shot went around the rim, came off, stick back. No, but a foul on Marion Local. 6'6", Landon Monin toes the stripe. 2:05 left in the fourth. 53-26 in favor of Rushi. Biggest margin, I think, was 28. The foul shot by Monin matches that 28-point margin. 54-26 Raiders. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated tournament schedule. Scoresbroadcast.com. Remember to clean out your cache, the clutter in your history, and you'll get the new updated schedule box on our scoresbroadcast.com website. Free throws by Monin, both of them good. 55-26, biggest spread of this game, 29. Long three by Marion Local, chucked up left corner. Short by Isaac Moeller. Rebound down to Rushi, 1:52 to go. Zeb Borchers at midcourt, veers left. Hand off behind the arc to Micah Grisip. Grisip deals to Maddox Gubo, 6'3 junior. Here's Zeb Borchers driving into the lane area. Leaves it for Gubo on the arc. Hand off to the three-point shooter, Caleb Underfirth. He rimmed it. Rebound down to Marion Local. 1:26 to go in the fourth. 55-26, Rushi. Who would have thunk it? Dribble drive, layup to the rim. Marion Local on the iron. It comes off. Isaac Moeller was fouled in the act of shooting. Two throws coming for Isaac.
I think it's time to confiscate the whistles.
What a game for Rushi. Foul shot, Moeller, swish. 55-27, Raiders lead. Biggest margin had been 55-26. Oh, what a senior night. It couldn't have been celebrated in a better fashion for the Rushi Raiders.
Well, Niekamp scored 8 in the fourth quarter. The rest of the team scored 4 for the entire second half.
Second foul shot, Marion Local up and in. 55-28 Raiders over the Flyers. Biggest advantage in this game was 29 briefly, about 30 seconds or so ago. Rushi with a dribble on the arc. We're down to 1 minute left in the fourth quarter. Zeb Borchers with a handoff 25 feet away. Pivoting in the paint area is Maddox Gubo. Maddox hits Caleb Underfirth. He swirls down the lane, pitches one up on the run. It's in and out.
Oh,
it almost went down for Caleb. Came close to going in. It curled out, and Marion Local snarfed up the rebound with 32 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and Rushi leading 55-28. Flyers have the ball full court to a right as we wind down the last half minute. All Rushi tonight after the first quarter of play, which ended 10-9 Marion after one, and then total dominance by Rushi over periods 2, 3, and 4. And as Chuck noted several minutes ago, Marion Local was confined to 7 points in the middle two quarters of this game. The second and third combined, Rushi's defense was amazing. Hard to do it justice online via audio play-by-play in color. You'd have to see it to believe it. Incredulous defense by Rushi here this evening. And the execution, the teamwork on offense was marvelous, remarkable, as the Raiders cut the Flyers' defense to ribbons. couple free throws made by Marion Local, 55-29 in favor of Rushi. 8 seconds to go. Clock winding down. Long three, left corner, Rushi. Landon Plyman short. He got the ball back. Missed it again. Buzzer sounds, and that's it. The Rushi Raiders rout the Marion Local Flyers, 55-29. Sometimes these things just happen. Foul trouble comes into play, maybe an injury. It was Rushi with a player injured after last night. Braylon Cordonier hurt a couple fingers on the right hand, but he performed very capably in this game. And Rushi's entire unit executed to perfection, both ends of the floor. And Rushi clobbers Marion Local to the tune of 55-29. Oh, what a blowout here tonight at the Rushi Gym. Raiders whip up on Marion Local. 26-point deficit. Marion Local faced at the end as Rushi routed the visiting team here this evening. Great senior night at Rushi. Oh, what a celebration. Somebody thanks here tonight to F&M Bank. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream's closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hard-working Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes savings for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. That's fmbank.com. Chuck, what a performance. We knew Rushi had it in him, didn't expect it against Marion Local, which after the first quarter just didn't offer much resistance. Here tonight, Rushi played that well and looked that good. You have to dominate a Marion Local team to the tune of 55-29.
Yeah, I know. It's not a score that either one of us could have come up with before the game, but Rushi capable. And my goodness, they just carved them up tonight.
Yep.
Inside, passing the ball.
Yep.
Francis had a fabulous game inside. York was finding people all over the place. Borchers going to the rim. Cordonier with that bad finger still shot the ball well. They were just about perfect tonight.
Chuck, who in the world might our stars of this game be?
Well, let me look here.
Plural stars with an S on it.
Yeah, on the Marion Local side, obviously, well, I'm going to have to go with Austin Niekamp because he had 12. Nobody else. The next place was 6, and that was Mesher who scored the ball in the first quarter.
Yep.
So he'll be my Clancy's player of the game for the Flyers. On the other side, we got 2 points out of Grogian. I'm going to add them up as I go. 16 for Francis. I think that's a plus. 6 for Schultze. 10 for Borchers. 6 for York. 13 for Cordonier. And 2 for Landon Plyman. And I'm going to go with Francis, and I'm going to go with Vince Borchers because, my goodness, can that kid play basketball?
Raiders shots, probably 15 made field goals by Rushi, the half-court offense, or as a result of steals and then hoops in transition. A lot of them, Chuck, so many of them, a dozen or more, 4 or 5 feet, no further from the basketball.
Well, no, I mean, because they were just finding the open man.
Yep.
They were cutting like crazy. And Marion Local, besides Niekamp's 3 baskets in the fourth quarter, had 1 other basket in the second half. They had 4 baskets for the second half. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Suffocating defense by the Raiders against the Flyers here tonight. This segment of our presentation, our stars of this game, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
55-29, Rushi dominates Marion Local here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, we will close out our broadcast in just a few minutes. Don't know if we'll have a chance to get Dominic Francis, player for Rushi, or head coach Spencer Cordonier on with us for maybe a minute or two or not. Proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. Rushi does tonight, Chuck, what the Raiders the last 2 years couldn't do, and that was go 22-0. Last year's team lost once in the first 22 games on the road at Anna. Year before, that club lost three games in the regular season. Did the team 2 years ago. Last year's club lost just the one game. 22-0 for Rushi this season. Incredible year. What a performance today against Marion Local. We expected an nip-and-tuck game. Rushi against the very physical Marion Local Club, as it turned out, as we were talking off-air. Rushi was more physical than Marion Local here tonight.
Well, we talked before the game, just as we chat. We thought one of the problems that Rushi might have tonight was the football players that play for Marion, and they're physical, and they're going to get you into the lane, and they're going to be rough on you.
Yeah.
Nope. Rushi had an answer for everything that Marion tried to throw tonight, and that's an outstanding basketball team.
Extension!
I'm going to try and get Spencer Cordon, your head coach, Rushi Raiders. Here he comes. Final score, 55-29. Rushi defeats Marion Local as the Raiders go 22-0 in the regular season. Spencer, what in the world did you feed these guys since the game last night? Incredible performance. Execution was spot on. Perfect game played by the Raiders here this evening. Wow.
You know what? These guys come out with a with a respect all fear none attitude.
Right.
And, you know, we don't prepare for another team until the one previous is complete.
Sure.
And this one wasn't any different. We
right.
went through about 45 minutes this morning of what how we wanted to handle things. And, you know, watched a little video. And, you know, the pregame was something special. You know, the dads all come in and the dads give. We had 10 of us in there. You know, rest in peace, Dave Borchers. He wasn't able to be with us tonight in there with Zeb, and we had a special moment for him. And you know, after that, we just came out with that dog mentality that they had. And you know, this was probably this is the best team that we've played all year.
Uh huh.
And it's probably the best game we've played. They were just locked in. I mean, there's no other word for it. They're just locked in.
How about the presence of Dominic Francis in the post? He was marvelous. We thought it might be a duel between Niekamp and Francis. Dominic outplayed him. Dominic was dynamite on the inside. The synergy your club displays, the cohesion, it's almost like when passing the ball, your guys have got eyes in the backs of their heads. The teamwork, just marvelous.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's a senior-laden group. I mean,
yep.
they've
yep.
just been doing it for so long together. And,
yep.
and they know, you know, what they're doing. And it's that way in practice every night. It's that way with the guys that don't get to play very much. You know, I got to give all 11 of them credit because they just understand the game of basketball, and they understand hard work, and they understand what it takes to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they've ever done.
Yep. We take nothing away from Marion Local. In fact, we covered the game last night, Marion Local Minster. Flyers played extremely hard, pulled that game out in the fourth quarter, one of 8 points. Minster was dynamite the first half. Wildcats couldn't have played better. Marion Local wasn't looking past the game last night. They got ready for you tonight in 24 hours' time, just like you got ready for them. We anticipated Marion Local might be the more physical team, got a host of football players on that basketball court for Marion Local.
Guys.
But I'm telling you what, the more physical team was Rushi, without question.
Not with these guys. They have put the work in the weight room and shaping their bodies, and they just don't take no for an answer. They just don't. And they just continue to grind and grind, and I can't say enough of how proud I am of those 11.
Your next basketball game is what, next Friday?
Next Friday. Ansonia.
Yep. At Piqua, 6 o'clock. We'll be there. And then You win that one, we've got you from then on as you move forward through the tournament. Best of luck to you and your Rushi Raiders here in the 2025 state tournament.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Again, respect all, fear none. It's one at a time.
Yes, one at a time.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Spencer Cardon, your head coach of the Rushi Raiders, club victorious tonight over Marion Local in incredible in incredible fashion, 55-29. The biggest lead was 29 points, I think, at one moment.
Yep.
Final differential, 26. Wow. I could see somebody winning by 8 or 10. Chuck, you never dreamed that we'd see darn near a running clock in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we got close, and Marion's going to bounce back.
Oh, yes.
They've got a great basketball team, but they ran into what I like to call a buzzsaw tonight.
Yep.
And Rushi was not going to be denied on that 22-0. You got 27 seniors on this team, and they were not going to walk off this new floor with the loss to end their career. They weren't going to do it.
And that buzzsaw had so many teeth on it. They were sharp, and they were angry. And they chewed up Marion Local here tonight. Again, take nothing away from the Flyers, who wind up 20-2 in the regular season. And it's a club which is in a difficult D6 district. Spencerville is in there. That'll be a rematch, potentially, from the regular season clash won by Marion Local by 13 points over Spencerville. But the Flyers could very well be in the state Final Four in D6. Marion Local is that good. That's how strong a club Rushi beat by 26 tonight.
Yeah, that was just amazing.
Well, keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com website for the updated tournament schedule. Thanks so much to our online audience. I saw a note from a Christian Netcast about an hour ago. We were in excess of 3,500 IP addresses joined in the third quarter.
What else would you be listening to tonight? I'm amazed that none of the other local stations were here.
Yeah, we were it. Yep, we were the live online electronic presentation here tonight. Thanks to you online listeners for helping make it all happen, and the sponsors too. Local Equipment, which has been with us since our start 20 years on the air, Local Equipment at Jackson Center. A lot of gratitude to you. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Last month began our 20th calendar year here on scoresbroadcast.com. Keep abreast of our website for the updated tournament schedule starting next week. For all of our online listeners, for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer, saying goodnight from Rushi. Final score once again, Rushi Raiders blow out the Marion Local Flyers 55-29.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Local Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.